It's time now for another Farmers Appreciation Month interview, and today we're going to be visiting with a couple that's working with the Mustang Sanctuary, Dave and Cora Miller. Yeah. Thanks for being with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Great to have you here. We've got a lot of things to talk about today, but let's start off with talking about the Mustang Sanctuary. And can you just explain for us the adoption process and how you get the horses and where you're located?
Well, the sanctuary itself is in Alhambra. It's just south of Alhambra. It is the only Mustang sanctuary that's east of the Mississippi River. So we're very fortunate to have it this close. The Mustangs are roaming wild out in the west. Part of the problem is the herd doubles in size about every 5 years. So with limited land, they get into some issues. So the federal government has stepped in, and is what they do. They round these horses up. They put them up for adoption. And those that aren't adopted get sent off to their final destination. But the horses have a real history. It started out, I think only six of them came over from Spain a number of centuries ago. They were used in the Civil War by both sides, both the Union and the Confederate Army. It's a very rugged horse, a little bit smaller than a typical horse, which when you think of riding a horse into combat, you don't want to be riding too high in the saddle. So a very durable horse, it will eat just about anything, whereas a purebred horse, a quarter horse, something like that, you would have to be concerned about hauling grain and hay and all that to keep the horse fed, but not so with the Mustang. They were also used for the Pony Express, and so they have, that's why they call this the legendary Mustang Sanctuary, because they have a real legend. And these fine people, Sean and Kathy Lewis in Alhambra, are rescuing these. They adopt them. The federal government, they'll put the horses up for adoption three times, and if they're not adopted on the third time, then they're sent to their final destination. But Sean and Kathy specialize in the third striker horses only. And right now they have, how many they have?
We have five resident Mustangs and one resident burro. And they were adopted out of the wild, and we have three rescued wild Mustangs that are presently in training and all have been adopted. In fact, we have a 100% successful adoption rate. We've never had one horse returned.
And so we had talked a little beforehand. The horses are not sold once they come to the sanctuary.
No.
They're put up for adoption. Now, there are some fees involved. I mean, because Sean and Kathy, gentle the horses down. You don't break the horses in the traditional sense, but you gentle them down. So there's some training fees that come along with that. And if you want to adopt one of these horses, then you are obliged to take about 2 weeks of training. It doesn't have to be all in one fell swoop, but you need to take this training.
I think they require 10 hours. Training with their adoptive Mustang.
And then this is somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but they say you don't get to adopt a Mustang. The Mustang adopts you because they found that there's a better success rate when the horse is comfortable with you, as opposed to you're picking one just because you like the color. So.
He's picking a family. Mustangs are born into families.
Yes.
And when they're rounded up, they're separated. And so it's very traumatic, and many of them come with a great deal of stress and undernourished and a lot of other issues. And Kathy and Sean restore those animals, and they are stunning.
And it's amazing to watch Sean and Kathy work with these horses. I mean, you talk about a horse whisperer. I mean, Sean and Kathy are just absolutely incredible with the way that they work with these horses and the way the horses respond to them.
Well, I might add on that note that both Sean and Kathy are licensed Mustang trainers, and they get their license from the Bureau of Land Management, and the facility itself is really the only one that is licensed east of the Mississippi River. So it's quite a nice little gem to have right here in Alhambra, Illinois.
And they do appreciate visitors. I mean, if you'd like to see these horses, give them a call ahead of time, because they may not be at home. John has a day job. He's a truck driver. And give a call, and they've hosted a lot of groups. What was it from Toddletown?
Oh,
how many?
80 kids from Toddletown and the staff. Put them through training and lunch, and it was a wonderful experience. And we also bring scouts out and help them get their barrets, their merit badges.
Scouts, church groups, anything with youth. It's really a fun afternoon or morning.
It's very
to go
interactive.
Out there to the sanctuary and see the horses. Bring some old apples, quarter them up. You can feed the horses. It's really a lot of fun.
You know what they really like? Peppermint.
Peppermint.
Really?
Peppermint candy. They love it.
They'll eat carrots. and then apples, I think, is their favorite. You just quarter them up and feed them.
The other thing that we have going on out there, and Kathy and Sean have had their nonprofit 501c3 status for 5 years, mm-hmm. and during that time they've developed 2 formal training programs mm-hmm. for students of internships in the veterinary medicine and equine sciences. It's often very difficult to find large horse internships,
yes.
or large animal internships. There's lots for small animals and dogs and things, but for large animals, there's not that much. So this offers a wonderful opportunity, and these interns are chosen through application process.
Especially a student going into veterinary medicine, the opportunity to work with large animals is just not all that great.
Right.
So they provide quite a thing. But with all the visits with the kids and the Toddletown and all that leads to quite an education program that they put on, and they're quite proud of that.
Are the internship applications available online, and what time of year does the internship take
place? Well, they would contact Kathy, and she has all of the schedules available, and we accept 2, and I think she has 2 assigned. The classes are done or the time that they apply, I'm not sure if it's while they're finishing up school or while after graduation. I'm not sure, but Kathy has all of that formal information.
They do have a website.
They do.
3 long words. It's Legendary Mustang Sanctuary, no dots, no underscores in that part of it, and then .org. And that will lead you to Kathy's information and about the internships.
And, of course, if you have a question, you can always call her. She's very good about getting back to you. And that number would be 618-616-8875. And that's Kathy Lewis.
You mentioned a lot of great events and things that you're doing.
Yes.
Sounds like working with the community.
Oh, yeah.
Now, something that you guys are going to be having coming up, because, of course, these things are bound to cost money at times.
They do.
But sounds like a great fundraiser coming up in March.
Oh, we have a wonderful fundraiser coming up in March. I'm so excited about it. I wish I had my Dixie Dudes and Dance Band.
It sounds
right
great.
Now.
I read the. I was reading the flyer.
Call it a Mustang Mardi Gras, so you can take it from there. But it's going to be at the Atrium Hotel, which was formerly the Holiday Inn Express, the Holiday Inn that was there on the Homer Adams Parkway in Alton. And there's going to be Chef Kenny is going to put on. He always puts on great food there, so there's going to be a
Chuck Wagon Buffet. With all the food you'd expect from the farm or the ranch.
Right, right. And then the saloon doors swing open, I think, at about 5 o'clock for a cash bar. And then the food begins at 6. And then at 7:30, we're so fortunate, we have a local magician, Chris Carpunky, if anybody has seen any of his work. He's going to put on a magic show for about a half hour. And just as a sidebar, I want to mention there's been a real resurgence in the popularity of magic shows. In fact, the Greater Alton Concert Association is giving up one of their so-called concerts to have a magic show. So we're kind of piggybacking on that idea. A lot of fun. So I've seen him before. He's really great, and it'll be from 7:30 until 8. But wait, there's more.
But I might add one thing,
yes.
If I may. Chris is a 5-star award-winning illusionist. So
this is
designed for an adult evening, and he is going to really treat you.
More than just card tricks, then.
More than card tricks.
Maybe he'll pull a Mustang out of his hat. I don't know.
No, but we will have a full-size replica representing.
I just want to be clear. There will not be the Mustang horses at the hotel. I can't imagine. I mean, they just seem so just unreasonable. They just don't want
the horses running around.
They just wouldn't let you bring them inside.
Falling in the pool and all that stuff. Yeah. But at 8 o'clock, we've got the Dixie Dudes and Dance Band, if you've not heard them. It's probably the most authentic Dixieland music that you'll hear anywhere in the St. Louis Metroplex. There are others. I think of Bud Schultz and You Can't Beat Experience Jazz Band. Very good, and he does do some New Orleans-style jazz, but his band does not have the strict composition of a Dixieland band. Yeah. Basically, four rhythm instruments and four melody instruments. The melody instruments, there's one trumpet, one trombone, one tenor saxophone, not an alto or baritone, it's got to be a tenor saxophone, and a clarinet. Then on the rhythm side, there's an optional banjo, and there's the piano. Of course, the piano can go back and forth between being a melody instrument or a rhythm instrument. We have a real honest-to-goodness tuba player. That's part of it. And then, of course, the drums. So that rounds out the authentic Dixieland style. And typically, the group will play Dixieland music for maybe 45 minutes or an hour, and then they spring into some dance tunes and some classic rock, no heavy metal type of stuff.
I like to say they meld into old-time rock and roll so that we can dance to the tunes we love to dance to, and it's going to be
hoot. It's going to be quite an evening, I think.
Yes, it is.
But wait, there's more.
We have games. For donations. Yeah. We have a brand new equestrian board game that Dave himself has been constructing, and we will have little plastic horses that will represent one of each of our horses in residence, as well as our resident burrow. And that's going to be a lot of fun. We also have an opportunity to make your own mask.
Mask.
We'll have all of the goodies on a table, and we'll have some help for you, and you'll be able to, for a donation, make your own mask. And then that the first number that the band will play, maybe we'll have enough interest to have a mask parade.
I was going to ask if this would be an event to dress up for. So it sounds
can
like
you
can.
You can dress up for it, or you can make your costume once you get there. So
Come as you are and leave differently.
Respectfully ask that you let us know by March 7th.
Yes.
If you want to go to this event on March the 12th.
We want to make sure you have enough food.
Obviously, the food, the Atrium Hotel has been very good in co-sponsoring this, but they don't want a lot of food to go to waste, and so they want to make sure everybody is full. So that's why we would really appreciate knowing by March 7th that you want to come out to this gala event. And Cora has the information of where you can call and reserve a spot.
For RSVPs, best way to contact or who to contact and where tickets available.
The RSVPs are real easy. You can have those in by March 7th, and you can get tickets at the Atrium Hotel and Conference Center in Alton or Community and Business Center,
Convention
Bureau. And also through the Legendary Mustang Sanctuary website, which is, as Dave said, legendarymustangsanctuary.org. Or you can call Kathy at 618-616-8875. And you can email her also at mustangsanctuary@yahoo.com. And also, I have tickets at 618-444-7011. And so there's lots of opportunity to get tickets and to get reservations. We are taking reservations for tables. Tables are a lot of fun, and these types of games and these types of events are fun as a party. And we will have door prizes and all kinds of really good stuff. So we take reservations for tables from 8 to 10 people, but you do have to let Kathy know so we can reserve them. And we have one more thing with that. We have also, you can send them to a P.O. Box 275, and that would be in Edwardsville at 725, Edwardsville 62025, and that's P.O. Box 725.
And this is the Mustang Mardi Gras celebration on March 12th in Alton.
And we really hope that y'all will come and let's horse around with us at the legendary Mustang for Mustang's Mardi Gras.
Wanted to touch on real quick, we've got the Mustang Mardi Gras, which we just covered, but Dave, your daytime job, you are the director for the St. Louis Regional Airport.
Yeah, that is correct, and we have cooperated with several events for the Mustang Sanctuary. In fact, Memorial Day weekend. This is not on Memorial Day, but it's the Saturday before Memorial Day. And I think that by the mechanics of the calendar, that makes it May 28th. It's a Mustang roundup at the airport. And they do bring in a couple of their Mustangs and put up a little corral. So if you can't make it out to the sanctuary, but yet you want to see what the Mustangs are, that's your opportunity to see the Mustangs. And they also team up with the Mustang Car Club of Southwest Illinois. And so they bring out about 15 or 20 of their, I mean, just immaculate Mustang automobiles. And they team up with the Mustangs as the horses. Now, they also run a flea market, a tailgate type of sales flea market. The airport does not have anything to do with that part of it. We don't take a cut, in other words. And however they want to run it and however they want to make money from it, that is up to them. We just require a little bit of insurance and we provide trash barrels. But aside from that, that entire event is up to them. So it's another fun thing. You can come out, you can see the Mustangs. They usually have buckets of carrots there, so if the kids want to feed the horses, they can do that. Lots of photo ops. Now, I don't want to make promises I can't keep, but people keep talking about a famous airplane, the P-51 Mustang. So, well, you got the horses, you got the cars, how about the airplane? Well, that particular airplane, it was a World War II type airplane, and very few of them are left. And so it's difficult to get one to come in for an event like this. However, the Cessna Corporation has come out with a smaller size corporate aircraft that they call the Mustang. And I've got a lead with the sales manager from Cessna, and we're going to try. And again, I don't want to be making promises I can't keep. The only promise I'm making is that I'm trying to get one of those Mustang aircraft there to fill out the triumvirate of the horses and the cars and the airplane. So, again, May 28th, come one, come all, St. Louis Regional Airport, free parking, and enjoy the Mustangs.
Horses, cars, and possibly
hopefully airplane. Possibly an airplane.
And I might add one nice little caveat to that. People have asked so many times, how do you get the Mustangs in there to the airport? I know we have a trailer, but how do you choose which ones get to go? Well, Sean just opens the gates and he says, well, whoever goes in, they're the ones that want to go for the day. That's how great he is with these animals.
First come, first served.
If they get in, that means they want to go. So it's a lot of fun to be participating with this group. And I might add, these horses love children.
Yep.
They love them, and they're very sensitive to their needs. We had a little boy who was blind last year, and Scooter, one of the beautiful horses that we have, resident Mustang, he sensed that there was something about this child that was very special, and child couldn't quite get to his face, so Scooter put his face down real close so the child could feel him and touch him, and it was just very, very special.
Sounds like a great event for the whole family.
Families and everybody.
May 28th at the airport.
Thank you.
Thank you.